This is 16.9, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. We're all about digital signage and have been since 2006. We cover what's interesting now and what will be interesting and important one day soon. And we filter out all the BS. This podcast is a chance to add depth and color to what we do online, and it gives smart people a chance to really talk about their companies and their ideas. You can hear new episodes weekly on your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, free of charge. 16.9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful, ready-made, auto-delivered, and auto-updated content for screens. There's no question that making a proper investment in creative is essential to successful digital signage networks. But there's also no question that a lot of small businesses don't have the budget for full motion graphic design work, or they wouldn't even know who to ask to do that work. A few companies have popped up in recent years offering versions of template tools that allow small business people to produce videos for their signs without having any motion graphic design skills. It's fair to say none of them have really caught fire, though at least one of them is still around. It's cool technology, but you gotta educate people. Poster My Wall is a Silicon Valley company that has, for several years now, offered online tools that let people build the creative files to make print posters and digital versions for big social media channels like Facebook. Now the company has taken the same tool set and made it possible for users to build simple but polished videos from templates and download them for all of $15. I got the rundown on the product, which was introduced a few weeks ago, from Jaffer Hyder, the company's CEO. So Jaffer, thanks for joining me. Can you tell me what Poster My Wall is all about?
Thanks for having me, Dave. So Poster My Wall is all about enabling anyone to create amazing looking marketing material, whether they're a print, as in flyer, if it's a social media image, or even videos. So we started Poster My Wall back in 2010. And initially, our focus was on something very different. We started with a focus on families and moms making custom collages and gifts for families. But we quickly noticed that a lot of bars and restaurants and bands showed up and started using us for flyers for their events and other promos. At that time, we didn't have any content for those business verticals. So we scrambled and got designs made that like were needed for bands and restaurants. Eventually, we evolved into a marketplace where anyone could sign up as a designer and sell layouts and templates on Poster My Wall. That allowed us to allow us to create content for a lot of business verticals. So we started off with restaurants and bands, but now there are like many, many verticals on the site. Basically, any small business that you can think of, we would have posters or flyers or social media graphics for them. And so back when we started, the focus was a lot on print with posters and flyers. But, you know, with Facebook, Facebook's IPO in like 5 years ago, social media marketing really took off. So our focus started to lean towards social media marketing initially with still images. But in the past few years, we've seen a rapid increase in usage of video on social media. So in the past year, we focused on video a lot and updated our online editor to allow people to make nice looking videos for their marketing needs in a few minutes without needing any design skills, without worrying about working with a professional. And yeah.
How does that work? So I come to your site, I want to produce a video. What am I going to do and what am I going to pay?
Yeah, so at the core of our site is an online editor that works in the browser, so no one needs to install anything. And the great thing about our editor is that even though you're designing in your browser, at the end, you get a really high resolution output, whether it's an image or a video. So we can go up to like full HD or even 4K if the customer uses 4K content. Mm-hmm. But so that's one part. And then the second part is this whole marketplace of templates. So we allow our designers to use from thousands of high quality stock videos And we have lots of graphical effects that they can use in their templates. So anyone can come, say, if I own a ski shop, I can come and search for, you know, a ski shop discount video or something. And I would find a template, and then I can just add my logo, change the text here and there, and download a video in a few minutes.
So there's a process where you're gonna select the media assets and you're gonna drag them into place. You're gonna populate forms and work on some sort of a timeline. And at the end of it, you're gonna hit submit and it's gonna render a video for you. Is that accurate?
So at this point, we're focusing on the small business side of the market and not really on high-end retailers and malls. Typically, those people would need like fine-grained control over the timeline or scheduling of videos. So right now we've abstracted away the timeline, so a user does not have access to the timeline. We've kept it really simple. And that allows them to get a nice looking video in a few minutes. So our designers do most of the hard work where they select the appropriate stock video and create the layout over the video. Say, you know, we've worked with restaurants, and it's if they have a menu on the screen, it's much better to have a sizzling steak in the background of your menu than a still image.
Okay.
So something like that, a restaurant owner can get in 2-3 minutes on Poster My Wall without needing to worry about timelines, uploading images. They just need to enter their menu or their like restaurant name and logo, and they'd be done.
So this is more like a poster with some motion.
Yeah, so we basically started with posters, and over time it's evolved to like fill the need for marketing materials.
And do you, are these in video formats? Or I think I was looking in your marketplace and there's a lot of squares. Or do you have 16:9 format video?
Yeah, so that's because of where the demand is right now. And I mentioned social media.
Yeah.
People are posting a lot more on social media than, you know, changing video on their displays in store, right? So that's why you see a lot of squares, which are optimized for sharing on Facebook and Instagram. But the cool thing about Poster My Wall is that we allow easy resizing. So if a restaurant owner likes a square video that they shared on their Facebook page, they can easily resize it to 16:9, a full HD resolution, and download it. Our system automatically takes care of intelligently relaying out items. So we do most of the work.
So it's responsive?
Yeah, the website itself is responsive. And then the designs, when you resize, the system tries to maintain the layout,
okay,
and at the same time tries to make use of more room in the new layout.
And what's the output? What do you get? Like an MPEG file?
Yes, you get an MP4 file.
Okay.
That's, again, the resolution is dependent on what the user needs, and also on the site, once their MP4 is ready, we make it easy for users to change the duration of their video. They can even download it as a GIF for, you know, inserting in emails or whatnot.
Okay. So like you said, this is really meant for the small to medium business guy who just wants to animate, as you said, a sizzling steak or whatever, and they can do this very quickly. They don't have to hire a motion graphic designer or anything else. They can knock this off in, you know, 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, so there's actually two things we want to solve for the small business owner when it comes to digital signage. One is, you know, getting quality custom graphics for signage is super expensive and time consuming. You need to hire a professional and iterate over the design with them, and that can take some time and is expensive. And then the other problem is updating content on these screens is a chore. I mean, it takes, you either have, so we talk to most restaurants, so we talk to a seafood shop, and they have the problem of running out of oysters or different types of oyster dishes throughout the day. So their staff would, you know, waste time in answering customer queries about which dish is available or not. And the main reason was it was too time consuming to put a new video on a USB stick and putting it on the monitor. So that problem we're aiming to solve with a really simple JavaScript implementation where you need, if the TV is smart, you can use the web browser in the TV, or you can, you know, as in plop in a Chromecast or an Android TV stick, and anything with the browser can run the video that they made on PosterMyWall. In a few clicks, they can make it run on their monitor as long as the TV is connected to the internet. So we've tried to take the pain and time out of the problem of updating those screens on premises with PosterMyWall.
So the, if I'm understanding that correctly, that means that you produce a piece of video in the cloud and that you've got a JavaScript that's going to call that particular file and a few updates of the file?
Yeah, so once their video is ready, we give them a really short URL that they can enter or even bookmark on their smart TV. And then our system intelligently downloads the latest version and then does not need a persistent internet connection.
Right.
So it's smart about, you know, I'm not using all the bandwidth that's available to it because that's sometimes an issue with these large files. And obviously it's super quick. You know, you can do it from any web browser. PosterMyWall, like PosterMyWall works on, you know, laptops, and you can even load it up on your phone. And in the case of that seafood shop, the owner could easily like open up PosterMyWall on their phone, change the video and remove any oyster dishes, and then just hit a button and it would get updated on their TV screens.
Right. But it's not HTML5. It's still a piece of video that you're re-rendering, and it's the JavaScript that's calling the new version of the video.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. It's basically a web page with JavaScript.
Okay. So commercially, when I do this, what am I paying for a video?
So we have like many different plans. One, our basic is pay as you go. So you can pay $15 for a video. Mm-hmm. And then there's a subscription service that's about $100 a year, $9.99 a year. And with that, you can get any video.
That's your all-you-can-eat fee?
No. So with that subscription price, you get videos at a heavily discounted price.
Uh-huh. It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry. It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
Oh, I see. So there is a cap on how many you can generate for an annual subscription.
No, there is no cap. You just pay about $7 per video if you are a subscriber.
Oh, okay.
But if you are a pay-as-you-go customer, you pay $15.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we make it really easy for people to try us first. And, you know, if the product fits their needs, they can start saving money by signing up for a subscription.
So you got to generate a lot of videos in a year to make the numbers on this work for your company, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of video generation.
How long have you been doing the video piece? Was it just a couple of months ago when you launched?
Yeah, so our video feature is very new. It was launched in October, just in time for Halloween.
Uh-huh. And how are you getting the word out?
So the word out, we're working on social media and obviously, you know, the usual channels of SEO and working with influencers.
Do you see digital signage being a big part of the business, or is it much more a video for the social media side? Because you're in Silicon Valley, you're like just up the highway from Facebook.
Right. No. Digital signage was one of the main reasons why we decided to do video, because we're at a very interesting intersection of being able to offer our customers a print solution, a solution for social media, and digital signage was, we felt, was the third missing link
okay.
a small business would need. So yeah, we foresee digital signage as being a big part of our offering. But as it's the nature of, you know, social media, again, the consumption rate is much higher for social media because, you know, brands are posting videos, you know, every other day. Mm-hmm. And for digital signage, the video content does not change as frequently.
Yeah, we were talking before we turned on the recorder that I had some experience in auto-generated content, like cloud-based kinds of content. And I found the challenge was getting end users to get their heads around how you would use a template. How do you educate your end users and your potential digital signage resellers that this is an option for them?
Yeah, so it's funny actually. We've learned that as soon as people see the template in action, they get it instantly. You can talk to them all you want, but they really get it once they see the video in action. So that's a big part of our user experience in that we don't require any signups. There are no hoops for the user to jump through. They can click on a template and instantly see it playing in our editor. Mm-hmm. So that helps a lot.
Has it helped that you've got people who've grown accustomed to producing flat files, JPEG files, and so on out of your system, and so they're already kind of comfy with what's going to happen? It's just, oh, look, it's motion now.
Exactly. So again, another part, a big area of focus for us was to allow our users to seamlessly switch between images and videos. So any customer can take a still template and replace a JPG file with an MP4 video, and they would instantly have a video. So yeah, in fact, a lot of our customers actually use their old like flyer templates that they have purchased in the past. And, we've seen this particularly with bands that they just replace images or add a music video of their own into their old flyer templates and use that for their social media, which is very interesting.
Oh, so it's not this kind of walled setup where you can do print or you can do video. There's some crossover.
Yeah, it's all seamless. There's just one editor, and in that one editor, you can do prints, social media, and video, and go between these mediums.
Hmm. Are you set up in such a way that you can integrate with software CMS platforms?
Yeah, so we're working. So one of the big focuses this year is being able to do that. We're working on an API, opening up the system, allowing other platforms and CMSs to pull in our templates and being able to work with purchased videos and images. So yeah, that's a big part of our future roadmap.
So if you have a CMS company that has a quote unquote store where they have other functionality, like they resell subscriptions from a company like ScreenFeed or whatever, in theory, that store could also have production templates to, let's say, you know, produce an ad.
Yeah. So they could have templates from a poster on my wall, a subset of templates that are relevant to target audience. And, you know.
And how would that work commercially? Would you have like a reseller arrangement?
Yeah, we're still ironing out the details and looking at the market but we still haven't decided on an actual pricing model yet. But it's probably going to be something like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you, you know, you've been out with it for a few months now. Are you starting to see take up? And like, could you give me some examples of the kinds of applications you're seeing this being used in?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's actually all over the place. Bands and event managers have used us the most for social media or using on their websites. And then we've seen a lot of restaurants take up like video menus, and they already, so like Poster My Wall already offers a very mature menu management system where you can save your entire menu and load it on any design. So we've seen restaurants use us for, you know, animated menus on digital displays. So that's a really exciting direction.
Mm.
And users going.
You're a private company?
Yes, we are.
And based in Foster City, so essentially Silicon Valley. Is it a challenge to get to hire talent to work in what's the highest rent district in the world for software?
Yeah, so we have a team in Foster City, and then we have a small engineering team in Pakistan.
Ah,
so okay. We're able to manage costs.
Okay, so you can have an office here, and marketing and everything else, but you can get a lot of the development done offshore.
Yeah, it's not outsourcing exactly. We have our own team there.
Right. Yeah, but it's in a significantly less rental district than San Mateo.
Yes, definitely.
And how have things gone in general for the company? Are you profitable?
Yes, we've been profitable for a few years now, yeah.
So going into video is just like a natural thing to do. It's a natural way to grow the company.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back when we started social media, like images for social media weren't a big thing. So we focused on posters and flyers. Then when Facebook really took off, you know, every brand jumped on to that wagon. So we started focusing on social media. Now, these days, it's video. You know, heck, like 5 years from now, it'll be AR or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be working on that.
Yeah. Do you see a time when this largely becomes automated and you just have, whether it's your bands or restaurants or whoever, they can scrape together, or your system can scrape together an automated ad based on what's on their website or something?
Yeah, that's something that's been on our mind for some time now, but I still think it's too early. There needs to be a blend of, you know, human aesthetics, like, you know, nice looking layouts made by people, and then some automation where information is scraped from their websites and online profiles and used. But people still love to customize the content themselves. I mean, we're really surprised at the amount of time people spend in making the designs. Even though they're using templates, they still change a lot of details and put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, so it's not just a quick and dirty way to do things.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Do you have a sense on how, like, if I wanted to produce something, let's say my band, I don't have a band, I wish I could sing or play an instrument, but I don't. But if I did and I wanted to knock something out because I've got a concert on Saturday night, how long would it take me to put something polished looking together?
It literally takes minutes. I mean, it's a great feeling to go through, you know, we get customer emails and messages on Facebook almost every day about how amazed people are themselves at how easily they were able to make a really nice looking video or a flyer in a few minutes without needing, you know, like without any hard work. So, yeah.
So within 15 minutes, you could be uploading an MP4 file to your system.
Even less.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Where does somebody who's interested in this find your company?
It's on postermywall.com, and everything you need to get started with images or videos is right there on the homepage.
And do you have demos, or can you produce versions with watermarks and then decide, okay, I'm good, I want to pay for this? Or how do you try it out, or do you just have to pay?
So our editor always shows a live preview. There's no waiting for anything to render. It renders in real time in our editor. So a customer can see their video in the editor. They can play it from start to end. But we are working on a watermarked actual MP4 file that they can download, and it'll be out actually next week.
Oh, okay. So then you could output something, send it to a client or business partner or whatever, and say, what do you think?
Exactly. Yeah, that helps that use case.
And it's stored? Your effort is stored, so you can go, if they say, this looks good, but change this, you're not starting from scratch, you have a version you can go to?
Yep.
Okay.
Everything is saved, so they can easily edit and re-render it really quickly.
Okay, cool. Is your company going to be any trade shows?
We are working on, we are ironing out some details, but yeah, we will have a presence.
Yeah, you might wander around Digital Signage Expo in a couple of months.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely.
At the very least. It's in Las Vegas, if you've not heard of it.
Oh, I think I have. I did see a few links to it.
Yeah, it's there's like 4,000 plus people, and they're all very much focused on this industry. So booth would be great, but if nothing else, show up and shake some hands.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, if you go, let me know, and hope to see you down there. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net, every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 16.9 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 16.9 The Blog and now the podcast are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.